Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Danny Paul Skeens is on the bump today for the Pittsburgh Pirates, the number one overall pick a couple of summers ago, who got to the big leagues on a rocket ship and has become the best pitcher in baseball, maybe. His career earned run average is 1.9.
Filth.
His ERA for the season's 1.8. And on the year, he has a 174 average against. And yet, the guy is on a terrible Pirates team that has no offense, that never supports him. Today, he's thrown two scoreless one-hit innings with three strikeouts and no walks. His normal dominant stuff, every single pitch is a highlight reel. I'm watching all the clips on the internet of the horizontal break and the vertical break and the velocity and the this and the that. And it's 0-0, and they'll lose to the Cubs today. He'll give up a run or two, and they'll lose 1-0, 2-1, something like that. And it happens almost every single time he pitches. But it's gotten to the point already in his career, we're only in year two, where the team around him is so bad and, frankly, so hopeless. And it's not like the Nats where you've got Wood and Abrams and Gore and this real foundation of pieces where you're actually a player or two away. The Pirates, it doesn't feel that way. But they've got amazing young pitching. Jared Jones out for the season, had his UCL repaired. Would have been another piece.
He's
but
filthy.
They've got a kid in AAA named Bubba Chandler who throws 100, who's maybe the best arm in the minor leagues right now. They got a lot of young pitching, but they have no bats, no offense, nothing coming. It's going to be a long time. And so people are saying, well, maybe they should trade him. Kind of crazy, but it's the Soto thing, where right. You've got this generational, unbelievable Hall of Fame type, and you could probably get a package of four or five, like this all-time return like the Nats did, to reset your organization. And here in D.C., I think people would actually be a little more open to that than in other places because you've seen what can happen when you trade the generational talent. But I bring up Paul Skeens to say, Danny, he is one of the first guys in a long time I felt really bad for. Every sport is different. You know, in football, I guess you could be a player on an offense that's great with a bad defense and I could have some empathy. But like, he goes out there once every 5 days. That's all he can control. And all he gets to do, Danny, is grab that spheroid and throw that baseball toward home plate. That's what he's got. That's all he's got. And every single time, just about, he does it amazingly. He does it better than anyone else in baseball. And then he sits down and watches baseball for four more days, and then he does it again. And it almost never matters.
All he does is lead the league in whip. Leads the league in hits per nine. Leads the league in pitching war. Leads the league in innings pitched. And he's up there in strikeouts and, you know, among the league leaders in earned run average and, like, losing record. Tell me more about pitcher wins, just as a quick side. But beyond that, yeah, you're just toiling, dude. I like the pressure is to the point where, you gave up a hit, Paul? I guess we're probably losing. Like, it's to that level.
Right, and he's got a really good life. I'm not sitting here pretending
he's
like
doing just fine.
Paul Skeens, who's going to make all the money, he's going to get $300 million at some point, is a victim. The guy throws a baseball, and then he goes home, and he plays board games with Livy Dunn at night. Late at night, they sit down together, and they play board games.
Make so much eye contact and talk to each other.
It's not a bad life.
Nope.
A lot of people would trade with him. But from a baseball standpoint, how do you not feel a little bit bad for the guy?
Yeah.
You only get so many bullets in that arm. There's only so much ammunition that you got in that right arm. And it is being wasted right now on this terrible team. And it's not like it's a bad year, but look at what they'll have next year. If you think the Nats don't spend,
that's what I was going to bring up.
Wait till you look up the Pirates and their free agency. Like the rut that the Nats are in, where the Lerners have just kind of stopped spending for a handful of years, that's the Pirates' existence.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't going any differently in the next couple of years. So this is what it's going to be for Paul Skeens. They'll have some runs and play some good baseball or whatever, but he's going to be pitching dominantly on a good pitching staff with no offense. And I don't know, there's just not many examples like this in sports where I really look at a guy and I go, man, you are in for a long, painful existence if you care at all about winning anything meaningful.
There's not much light coming at the end of the tunnel either, because that's the point, right? This is the hamster wheel to nowhere. So it's sort of like, they're the case where most of the time I think the players are a little bit overwrought in terms of some of their needs and wants and them kvetching about tanking and teams building the right way. They're the example where every players union meeting where they're meeting with ownership or Major League Baseball, or whatever, I go, wait, look over there.
But they're not tanking.
That's my point.
They're just existing.
They exist and they're not competitive.
Right.
This has to change. We can't have 29 clubs going for it-ish to some degree, whether it's now or a year or 2 years or 3 years down the line. We can't have this. We can't have the Nutting family. It's an Omen school, by the way.
Are you serious?
I am, yeah.
I wouldn't claim that.
Well, I'm just telling you, several of them did. They're not in a lot of the brochures. But the point is, they're unserious.
Well, they shouldn't be allowed to own a team. But here's the problem. You don't really lose a team for being a bad owner.
Right.
And even Dan Snyder, if he wasn't harassing people, if he wasn't doing some of the awful things culturally that he was allowing and perpetuating with his henchmen, so to speak, then he'd still be the owner of the team. Just running teams badly and being cheap does not get you run out of business. You can run a restaurant terribly. It's not illegal. You can run anything. You can run a radio station badly. Whatever you want to run, you could run it really poorly into the ground, and no one's going to stop you. And that's basically what's happening with the Pirates. It's painful, and it stinks, but I think that's the reality of this. But they're not selling. They should. They need to. Baseball would be better if they did. I just don't get why owners who have so little interest in competitiveness and winning and spending to get a return and actually like having a championship at some point in a parade, why? I guess they just make money hand over fist and they treat it like a coffee shop and they don't really care what the coffee tastes like.
Yeah, so this is the long-term investment portfolio style, right? Where all you have to do is nothing. You spend the bare bones, you break even, or even lose a little bit of money, but the value of the team, of your asset goes up, so your personal fortune goes up, right? So you can borrow against it, never have to spend anything. You just sit there, and you get your teeth kicked in, you earn back a little tiny bit of the money, and there's no competitive drive, there's no juice in it. Like, you're not moved the way other people are moved to own a team. It's just the simplest little thing. It's like owning a house that you're never going to see and never live in. You lose a little bit every month, but if you can afford to do that, when you sell it in 20 years, you make a killing. That's what it is.
St. Albans class that you took there on that?
Yeah.
Was Nutting sitting next to you?
So it was the old, the patriarch of the family, Ogden Nutting, back in the day, was a St. Albans student.
I'm sure, by the way.
Well, he was, I'm saying.
Well, I'm not telling you you're wrong.
G. Ogden Nutting. I don't know what G stood for.
I've never been more sure about anything.
There you go.
G. Ogden Nutting at St. Albans?
Mm-hmm.
Was Bob the current owner there?
I don't think Bob actually went there.
Okay, then you're fine. As long as you don't have to claim him, I think you're fine.
Yeah, Og wasn't really that excited about spending either, it sounds like.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.